USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is urging Congress to swiftly pass funding legislation and avert a month-end shutdown.
A small group of extreme House Republicans, they don't want to live up to that deal, and everyone in America could be faced with paying the price for that.
He emphasizes the importance of House Republicans honoring the bipartisan agreement that was negotiated with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. He says there will be potential harm to everyday Americans in the event of a government shutdown. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It's going to be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. The two governors, known for their public disputes and policy critiques, are set to face off after years of disagreements. Senator Bob Menendez is speaking out for the first time since being federally indicted on bribery and corruption charges last week.
I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
He condemns snap judgments made with incomplete information and stresses his right to the presumption of innocence. San Francisco's African American Reparations Advisory Committee has proposed recommendations to the Board of Supervisors urging action. Their suggestions, a $5 million one-time payment, guaranteed home ownership, back pay for labor, and property reimbursements. Critics cite constitutional and financial concerns, saying it would bankrupt the city. If passed, it would make San Francisco the first U.S. city to enact reparations. Tonight's Powerball drawing offers a staggering estimated jackpot of $785 million. The colossal prize marks the fourth largest in the game's history, following no jackpot winners in Saturday's drawing. The cash value of the prize amounts to nearly $370 million. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A new poll indicates that voters are against a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. A nationwide survey conducted by NBC News reveals that over 40% of respondents hold very negative sentiments toward both candidates. Pollsters note that 74% expressed worries about President Biden's age, while 62% have concerns regarding Trump's 4 impending criminal trials. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store examining a Glock. However, his spokesperson did clarify that he did not make a purchase, just rather expressed interest in wanting a gun. Trump, currently on a campaign tour in South Carolina, maintains a significant lead over other GOP candidates. President Biden will stand in solidarity with United Auto Workers this week by joining their picket line. He plans to travel to Michigan Tuesday, emphasizing support for UAW members in their pursuit of equitable compensation for their work. The move follows the union's expansion of strikes to 20 states, prompted by a lack of significant progress in negotiations with the big three automakers. FEMA is planning a test of the National Alert System on October 4th. The test of the Nationwide Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alert System will be going out at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time next Wednesday. The alert will be sent through phone, radio, television, and cable systems. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.